Shad Gemari Hachi Abazoi Afilo Kotsas Nami. If you tell me a svara that the Bala Bus is too tardy, he forgets his business, he forgets what he does with his workmen, so even if there's a shayla, how much money is supposed to get paid about your price, also we should leave the sachir. And we still say not like that. He Hachi Afilo Kotsas Nami. Allah Matan, how come we learn like this? You promised me $2,000 today. I only promised you $1,000 today. So what's the halacha? That the socher is not believed, but if you want to be believed, you have to bring a proof of Edim. Edim you have to bring. And so you see, we do not believe the socher with a shvua. Question is why? Why don't you tell me the Baal HaBos is too torrid, he forgets how much money he promised the workman, so we should leave the workman also. Tomorrow says, no, Poshet Kitsitsa Vadai Midka Dochelei. This much he remembers. How much money I promise I owe my workman, that he knows clearly. He makes up clearly. He knows his rates. It's only $1, not $2. I know my rates. It's only a question if I paid you or not. That I could forget. But the rates, how much we made up, that for sure the Baal HaBos remembers. Therefore, the poyel is a moisim mechaveroi. He has to have edim. For the mora ihochi, if so, afilu ovas manonami. If this is the svara that the Baal HaBos is too busy to know if he paid him up or not, so therefore we believe the sochir when he says he did not receive his pay. So even if he comes 2 days later complaining, you did not pay me 2 days ago, we should also believe the socher, and that's not true. Allah matanya, how come we learned like this? We learned, ovas manoi, if the day passed by already, even the night time, and Allah is, if you finish work in the morning, so the Baal HaBos has the whole day to pay you. If you finish work by evening, the Baal HaBos has the whole night to pay you. So let's say that man passed by, this man of loy stolen, that there's a lav hatera, that you have to pay him within the time limit, if that time goes by, and the socher still complains, I did not receive my paycheck. Now we do not believe the workman that he did not receive his pay. Why? There's a chazoka, the Baal HaBos will not be over in Aveira. There's a lav hatera not to leave over the pay. A person worked for you, you have to pay him that day. Therefore, there's a lav. But why? That's what the Brisa says. But the question is why? Vormati, you're telling me though, Baal HaBos is torah v'poyelov. But the Baal HaBos is busy. He doesn't mean to be over the Yisrael Torah, but he thinks that he paid up this workman. He has so much to do today, he's so busy, this man, that he just forgets. So what are you telling me now? There's a chazokah. So what? But the Baal HaBos forgets, he's too torah. So not the pshat, he knows he's over the Aveira. He thinks he really paid up this workman. But we're afraid he made a mistake because he's so busy. So still we should believe the socher to swear that he did not receive his pay even 2 days later. Samara says no. Hani mili mikame delimte zman chiyuvehu. There's only before the zman chiyuveh comes that we say the Baal HaBos is too busy. But kimoti zman chiyuveh romeya nafshei omitka. No, but you should know when it comes the time of a lav, so then the Baal HaBos thinks over, he stops all his work, and he starts thinking very, very carefully. Listen, I know that I have a lav, baltolin. I cannot leave over the money. At night time or in the morning, whatever it is, he sits down a little to think, did I or didn't I pay up? So that's the chazak in the Gemara. And even no matter how busy he is, still the Baal HaBos takes out time to think it over carefully before he should be over this lav. Therefore, by that time already, we do not leave the sachir. For sure, the Baal HaBos thought into it very carefully. And if he tells us he paid up, we believe him that he paid up. If that's the svara that the Baal HaBos thinks about a lav, so the socher also the same svara. He knows if he asks for the money twice, that's gezel. So I'll have the same chazakah also. Have a chazakah to believe the socher, believe the workman that he did not receive his paycheck yet, because there's a lav alay tigzol. He'll also be careful to make sure he was paid or wasn't paid, and not to ask twice. So Mar said like this. Gabi Baal HaBos Ika Trei Chazoki. By the Baal HaBos, there are two reasons to believe him. Chada, one reason is true. Diem Baal HaBos Oyvim Baal Tolan. That's one svara. That the Baal HaBos is very careful not to be over this lav. So you're asking me back, but the socher also has this a type of a lav. But I'll tell you, for Chada Diem Sochi Mashoy Yischaroi. There's another chazaker also. that a normal workman does not wait so long to collect his money. If the time to collect is 9 in the morning, he's there 9 in the morning to collect his check. And if he doesn't get it by 9, by 10 o'clock he's knocking at the Baal HaBas's door and saying, I didn't get my paycheck yet. As a chazaka, the workman does not wait an extra day to collect his money. Therefore, if he first comes a day later, it must be also that most probably he got the paycheck already. So that's why we believe the Baal HaBas. Two svaras. First of all, he's careful at the time with the lav to know if he paid or not. And secondly, the socher has a reisa. You waited too long, most probably you were paid up already. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Lo
Ishonu
Ela... Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Lo Ishonu, when was this law learned? Lo Ishonu Ela Shesachru B'Edim. Is the Baal HaBas hired this workman in front of two Edim? Rashi says, Sheyesh Edim, Shom Aloy Aseh Yimi Melocha Yoyim, Vizchar, only if there's Edim here that he really hired you and that you did the work. And the only question is, did you receive your pay or not? Let's say you hired this man, the Baal HaBas hired the workman, not in front of two Edim. Then, in this case now, we'll believe the Baal HaBas that he paid him. Because the Baal HaBas has a migu. If he wanted to lie, he could have said, listen, I never hired you in the first place. But since he has a migu, he could have said a bigger lie, that I did not hire you at all, there's no edim. I've right to say, listen, I hired you, but I paid you. He's never to say. He's never without a shvua. It's true what he's saying, it makes sense. He has a migu, the Baal HaBas. That he has a migu. Gemara says, Mechlalon must be then to Polagalei Rosh Lakish argues. And since the Gemara says Rabbi Yechanan, and not Rosh Lakish, Mash Rosh Lakish argues. And the Gemara says, yes, Ikadi Army is something we had before, Mishtehevi Shossi. That when Rabbi Yechanan finished saying something, Rosh Lakish used to take a drink first, and then Vishossi Gledek, he kept quiet all this time. So we're not sure whether Rosh Lakish really argued or not. And Ikadi Army, some say, Mishoyevi Shoyelei. Stam Vishosik. Rosh Lakish used to keep quiet all the time Rabbi Yochanan was talking. And after he finished the whole shiur, then he would first argue. So somebody maybe went out in between and did not hear clearly whether Rosh Lakish argued or not. That's why Gemara just says, Mechlal, it's a proof. Most probably Rosh Lakish also argues. Because really the argument you could argue over here is that how does the Migo help? We're not afraid the Baal HaBas is lying. The Gemara's svar is, he's Torah the Poyalov. He's too busy. He'll forget. So what does the Migo help? Amigo, the pshat is, if you're a liar, we have a proof you're not lying. Because if the Baal HaBas wanted to lie, why did he just say, I paid you up? He could have said better. He could have said, I never hired you in the first place. So therefore, now that he says, I hired you, but I paid you, we believe you. That's a good svar. It's a question whether he's lying. But according to the Gemara said before, not that he's lying, it's only he may make a mistake. He has 100 paychecks to make today, so he missed one. Not that he wants to lie, so it's not so posh this svar. But still, Mashman has to, they hold, it has to do with a ksas lawyer. That still, the Baal HaBas is lying a little bit. And therefore, if he has his migu, that we don't say he's lying at all, we believe him. There's this, my kash, there's this tema, Mamel kan migu, the enshach migu el inyin, shlele choshtol meshakri, he shouldn't be a liar. It's amazing. Avlocha shapim meminile, here we believe him. The vadi yusava shapar, he thinks he paid up. Just he made a mistake. That's all. So how does the migu help you over here? Right, you're asking a good question also. You're asking to me good oz over here. Yeah, well, let's see. Let's see a little bit further. But the next place talks about it. It's a question if you get to something. Let's see the Gemara. Itmanam, we also learned. Omer Rav Menashia Barzvid, Omer Rav. Loi Shonuela Shesachru B'Edim. Our Mishnah is only talking about where he was high in front of two Edim. So therefore, there's no migu for the Baal HaBas to say he paid up. That he didn't hire him. The Baal HaBas has the right to say, I never hired you. He'd be believed to say, I paid you up. How good and high this learning is. Like he also agrees, you're saying a good svar. Rava says back, no. My mal yusa, what's so good about this learning? If so, shvuas shomrim. How do we ever have a case of a shuas hashomrim? Where is there a case that a shomer has to swear, let's say a shomer chinam? Or Rashi says, l'shomer sochel l'shavar al shvur meisa, in a case where an honest happens, that is potter. A pasuk says, u'meisa nishba or nishba, Rashi says, v'enshinayim, where is the case that the shomer has to swear? Because usually, mitar shiachol leimar, lehoi dvar meyolam, since the shomer could have been hozzi, could have just said back, I never took it from you in the first place. So Yachulay Maloy Nensu. The Shemesh should be believed with a migul to say an oinus happened. The Balabas says, give me back my shore. So really the Shemesh can answer back, you never gave it to me. And now that he answers no, you gave it to me, but it broke its leg by itself, he should be believed without a shvua. So what do you want to tell me? The Yach could lay b'edim. It's talking about where the Balabas gave the Shemesh in front of two edim. So we have two edim that know what happened over here. So Mitesh Yachulay Maloy. Still, Hechzati Lecho, Yochalem Loi Nensu, even though Edom were there, but the Shemir could have said, I returned it to you already. So now that he says Nensu, she believed. So where it says, the Afkad Lei Bishtara, only when he gave it to you with the Shtar, so there you're not pleased to say you returned it, because what is the Balabas doing with the Shtar? Mechlal, that comes down, Mechlal, the virus for you, Lehu, HaMafkad Ei Tzachveri B'Edom, if I give you something to watch in front of two Edom, and Tzorch Laksla B'Edom, then look, you do not have to return it in front of two Edom. Because the Gemara says he's never to say hechzartit, but b'shtar. If somebody gives you something in the shtar, then tzorach lachzor b'edim. Then you only believe to say something. You only say to believe to give back according to edim. The Gemara says kori romi barchom aled rasheshes. Romi barchom called upon rasheshes. The pasuk of vayosim David as advar meila believe. That means rasheshes now went to think into this halacha to be really paskin like Rav or not. The yashkichay rasheshes the Rav b'Shmuel. Rav Sheshes found Rabbi Bashmuel. Omalei, Tani Mar Midi Beschir. Did you learn any halachas about the seer workman who is believed upon his payment? Omalei, yes. Tani, we learn like this. Sochir Bismanoi, if it's the day he's supposed to receive his paycheck, Nishpa Vanoit, the throughout the swear, he did not receive, and he could receive it. Ketzah Bisman, what's called Bisman? Shomalei Sechartani, you hired me. Loi Nesatli Schor, you did not pay me today. Valuyama the Balabas is back, Schaticha, I believe you, I hired you. But when Satakhoskarcha, in this case he has swears and takes. Avo, oh Maloishtain Kasatli. The workman says you owe me $2. Valuyamala Kasatakhlaka, they only owe you $1. In this case, I'm talking about Baraya. Now what me this safe since the safe is talking about Baraya with Edim, if you prove heavy ratio below Raya, the race is talking about without Edim. And even though there's no Edim, still we see you have to swear. That would be a proof, not like Rav, that we're talking about now, there are no Edim here, and still the locker is, you have to swear. So we do not hold from this Migul. Could be it's a Migul also. We do not hold from this Migul. Or Machav Yitzchak, no. Reisha v'Seifa Baraya. Could be both cases talking about where there were Edim over there. Raya, Baraya. Raya de l'shalim katoni. Just the Bryce only says the case we have Edim for payment. But Raya de Shvua like a Tony. In the case of you only have to swear, there we do not say the case of Edim. There could be, there's no proof. Maybe both cases are only with Edim, then you have to swear. Without Edim, maybe there'll be no Shvua.
You have hold enough Memhe Yomabes. Also, we'll start 5 lines down again. Again, Yemen Hayim Abayz the bottom. Kori Romi Bachom Oled Rasheshes. He called upon Rasheshes to post it by Yosem Dobres Advorim Oelam Beliboy. Is it to say Rasheshes now wanted to see if we paskin like Rav and Shmuel or not? That they both said that the case of a Sochir, that he has the right to swear and take, is only if there's Edim that he's a workman. But if there's no Edim, then the Balabas has the right to say, I never hired you. So Migu, that he could say, I never hired you, he has the right to say, I paid you. Rav Sheshes found Rav Bar Shmuel. Omalei, Tani Ma Midi B'Socher. Do you learn anything in the halacha is about a socher, about a workman? Omalei, in yes. Tani Ma, we learn like this. Socher Bizmanoi Nishpa V'Noitom. A socher comes the day he's supposed to be paid and says he did not receive his paycheck. He has the right to swear he did not receive. Ketzad Bizmanoi, what's the case? Shomalei Sechartani Loi Nesato Lischori. The workman says to the owner, listen, you hired me, I did my job, now pay me. I didn't receive pay yet. That I admit that I hired you. But I paid you the wages already. That's the case that the workman has a right to swear to receive his money. But in the case, if the balabos, the workman says you, or you fix the price $2 an hour. You only put the price down $1 an hour. So then the locher is that the socher is only believed if he has edim, but without edim, the socher is not believed. Now, since the seifa about ketzitz about the price talks about bringing edim, have reisha b'laraya. Mashma the reisha, where the question is was he paid yet or not, there's nothing to do with edim. You do not need edim at all. So chutz mashma, not like Rav, that even though there's no edim that the workman was hired, still the workman is nemo to say did not receive his pay, and he could swear and take. Not like Rav, not like Shmuel. Moses says, "Omer Rav Nachum by Yitzchak."